Surat Al-Hajj. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. O mankind, have fear of your Rabb. The catastrophic quaking of the hour of doom will be terrible indeed. On that day, you shall see that every nursing mother will forget her nursing babe, and every pregnant female will miscarry, and you will see people as if they are intoxicated, though they will not be drunk. Such will be the horror of Allah's chastisement. Yet there are some among people who in their ignorance argue about Allah and follow every rebellious devil. Though they are doomed to seduce whoever takes them as their friends and lead them to the punishment of burning fire. O mankind, if you doubt that there is life after death, remember that we first created you from dust, then from a sperm, then from a leech-like mass, then from a morsel of flesh partly formed and partly unformed, so that we may manifest to you our power. We cause to remain in the womb whom we wish for an appointed term, and then we bring you forth as infants. Then we nourish you so that you may reach your age of full strength. There are some of you who die young, and some who live on to their abject old age, when all that they once knew, they know no more. You sometimes see the land dry and barren, but no sooner do we pour down rain upon it, then it begins to stir and swell, putting forth every kind of beautiful growth in pairs. This is because Allah is the reality. It is He who gives life to the dead, and it is He who has power over everything. And this is a proof that the hour of doom is sure to come. There is no doubt about it, and that Allah will raise up those who are in the graves. But there are others among people who wrangle about Allah, though they neither have knowledge, nor guidance, nor an enlightening book, twisting things around in order to lead others astray from the path of Allah. For such persons there is disgrace in this life, and on the day of judgment we shall make them taste the punishment of burning fire, saying, "This is what you prepared and sent forth with your own hands. Rest assured that Allah is not unjust to His worshippers." There are some people who worship Allah standing on the verge of faith. When such a person is blessed with good fortune, he is content. But if he encounters a trial, he turns back headlong, thus losing both this world and the hereafter, which is a clear-cut loss. Then instead of Allah, he starts calling those deities who can neither harm nor help him. Now that is going too far off in deviation from the right way. He is calling upon those who are more likely to harm than help. What an evil master, and what an evil friend he chooses for help. As for those who believe and do good deeds, Allah will admit them to gardens beneath which rivers flow. Surely Allah does what He wants. If anyone thinks that Allah will not help His Rasul in this world and in the hereafter, let him stretch out a rope to the sky if he can, and cut a hole to peep through and see for himself whether his device can avert that which irritates him. Thus have we revealed this Quran in clear verses, and verily Allah gives guidance to whom He wants. Surely as for those who are true believers, the Jews, the Sabaeans, the Christians, the Magians, and the ones who commit shirk, Allah will judge between them on the day of resurrection, for Allah is a witness over everything. Do you not see how all who dwell in the heavens and the earth bow down in worship to Allah, including the sun, the moon, the stars, the mountains, the trees, the animals, and a large number of people, even a large number of those deserving the punishment? He who is humbled by Allah has none who can raise him to honor. Surely Allah does what He pleases. These are the two adversaries who dispute with each other about their Rabb. As for the disbelievers, garments of fire will be cut out for them, boiling water will be poured over their heads, which will not only melt their skins, but also the inner parts of their bellies, and there will be maces of iron to lash them. Whenever in their anguish they try to escape therefrom, they will be forced back therein, and will be told, "Taste the punishment of conflagration." As for those who have faith and do good deeds, Allah will certainly admit them to gardens beneath which rivers flow. They shall be decked with pearls and bracelets of gold, and their garments will be of silk. This because during their life on earth, they were guided to accept the pure words of Allah, and they were shown the way of the all praiseworthy. As for those who are unbelievers and debar others from the way of Allah and from the Masjid al-Haram, to which we have assigned all mankind with equal rights, whether they are natives or foreigners, and whoever intends to deviate from righteousness to wrongdoing in its vicinity, we will make him taste a painful punishment. Remember, we identified the site of the sacred house to Ibrahim, saying, worship none besides me, sanctify my house for those worshippers who make tawaf and stand in prayer, bow and prostrate themselves, and make a proclamation of Hajj to mankind. They will come to you on foot and on lean camels from every distant quarter, so that they may witness the benefits which are made available here for them, and pronounce the name of Allah over the cattle which we have provided as food for them on the appointed days, then eat meat themselves and feed the indigent and needy. Then they should accomplish their needful acts of shaving or cutting their hair and taking a bath, fulfill their vows, and go for Tawafi Ziyara to the ancient house. This was the object for which the Kaaba was built, and whoever honors the sacred rites of Allah, it is good for him in the sight of his Rabb. The meat of cattle is lawful to you, except what has already been mentioned to you. Therefore, shun the abomination of idols and shun all false statements. Dedicate yourselves to Allah and do not commit shirk with him. For anyone who commits shirk, it is as though he had fallen from the sky, that his body is either snatched away by birds or carried away by the wind to some far-off place. So it is, and he who respects the symbols of Allah surely shows the piety of his heart. He may benefit from the cattle dedicated for sacrifice until the time of their slaughter. Then their place of sacrifice is near the ancient house. For every nation, we prescribed a way of sacrifice, so that they may pronounce the name of Allah over the cattle which he has given them for food. But the object is one and the same, to remember that your God is one God, so submit yourselves to him as a Muslim. And O Prophet, give good news to the humble, whose hearts tremble at the mention of Allah, who endure adversity with patience, who establish salah and spend in charity out of what we have given them. We have included the sacrificial camels among the symbols of Allah, for there is much good for you in them. Therefore pronounce the name of Allah over them while standing, and when they fall down on their sides after slaughter, when their movement completely stops, then eat of their meat, feed the contented and the beggars. Thus we have subjected these animals to you, so that you may be grateful. It is neither their meat nor their blood that reaches Allah. It is your piety that reaches him. Thus he has subjected these animals to you, so that you may glorify Allah for giving you guidance. And O Prophet, give good news to those who do good to others. Surely Allah wards off evil from those who are true believers, for certainly Allah does not love anyone who is treacherous, ungrateful. Permission to fight back is hereby granted to the believers against whom war is waged, and because they are oppressed, certainly Allah has power to grant them victory. Those who have been unjustly expelled from their homes only because they said, "Our Lord is Allah." Had not Allah repelled some people by the might of others, the monasteries, churches, synagogues, and mosques in which Allah's praise is daily celebrated would have been utterly demolished. Allah will certainly help those who help his cause. Most surely, Allah is mighty, powerful. These are the people who, if we establish them in the land, will establish salah and pay zakah, enjoin justice and forbid evil. The final decision of all affairs is in the hands of Allah. If they deny you, O Muhammad, remember that before them the people of Nuh, Ad, and Thamud, the people of Ibrahim and Lut, as well as the residents of Madian, had denied their prophets. Likewise, Musa was also denied. Initially, I gave respite to all those unbelievers, and then I seized them. See how terrible was my disapproval. How many townships teeming with wrongdoings have we utterly destroyed? Today they lie with their roofs fallen in, their wells abandoned, and their lofty castles deserted. Have they not traveled through the land? Have they no hearts to learn wisdom or ears to hear the truth? Certainly it is not their eyes which are blind, but it is the hearts in their breast which are blind. these people ask you to hasten the threatened punishment. Well, Allah will never go back on his promise. In fact, a day of your Rabb is equal to 1,000 years of your calculation. There have been many townships teeming with wrongdoings, to whom at first I gave respite, and at the end I smote them. Towards me is the destination of all. O Muhammad, tell them, O mankind, I am merely a plain warner to you. Those who accept the true faith and do good deeds shall be forgiven and provided honorable sustenance. But those who strive against our revelations shall be inmates of flaming fire. Never have we sent a Rasul or a Prophet before you, O Muhammad, with whose wishes Shaitan did not tamper. But Allah abrogates the interjections of Shaitan and confirms his own revelations, for Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. He makes Shaitan's interjections a temptation for those whose hearts suffer from the disease of hypocrisy and whose hearts are hardened. That's why the wrongdoers are in such extreme dissension, so that those who are endowed with knowledge may realize that this is the truth from their Rabb, and thus believe in it and humble their hearts towards him, and surely Allah will guide the believers to the straight way. As for the unbelievers, they will never cease to doubt the revelation until the hour of doom overtakes them suddenly, or there comes to them the punishment of the day of disaster. On that day, the kingdom will be that of Allah's. He will judge between them, so those who have embraced the true faith and done good deeds shall enter the gardens of delight. But the unbelievers who have denied our revelations shall receive a disgraceful punishment. As for those who migrated for the sake of Allah and afterwards were killed or died, Allah will make a generous provision for them. Certainly Allah is the one who is the best provider. He will admit them to a place with which they shall be well pleased, for Allah is all-knowing, most lenient. Thus shall it be, he that retaliates equal to the infliction he received, and then is wronged again, will most certainly be helped by Allah. Surely Allah is the one who is the all-forbearing, most forgiving. That is because it is Allah who causes the night to pass into the day, and the day into the night. Allah is indeed all-hearing, most observing. Do you not see that Allah has subdued to you all that is in the earth, and the ships that sail through the sea by his command? He is withholding the sky in such a way that it cannot fall down on the earth without his permission. Surely Allah is very kind and merciful to mankind. He is the one who has given you life, will cause you to die, and then will bring you back to life again. Yet man is indeed very ungrateful. To every nation we have prescribed the rites of worship, which they observe. Therefore let them not dispute with you concerning this matter. Keep calling them to the way of your Rabb, for most surely you are rightly guided. If they argue with you, say Allah knows best all that you do. Allah will judge between you on the day of resurrection concerning the matters in which you differ. Do you not know that Allah is aware of all that is in the heavens and the earth? Certainly all this is recorded in a book, and it is easy for Allah to do so. Yet they worship besides Allah those deities for which he has revealed no sanction, nor they themselves have any knowledge about them. Certainly the wrongdoers shall have no helper. When our revelations are recited to them with all their clarity, you can notice a denial on the faces of the unbelievers. They can barely restrain themselves from assaulting those who recite our revelations. Say to them, "Shall I tell you something which is far worse than that? It is the fire of hell, which Allah has promised to those who reject the truth. What an evil abode it will be." O mankind, here is an example for your understanding, so listen to it carefully. Those deities whom you call besides Allah cannot create a single fly, even if they all combine their forces. Rather, if a fly snatches away anything from them, they cannot even get it back. How feeble-minded are the suppliants, and how powerless are those whom they supplicate. They do not render to Allah the homage due to him. In fact, Allah is the one who is all-powerful, almighty. Allah chooses His messengers from among the angels and from among the human beings. For surely Allah is all-hearing, all-seeing. He knows what is before them and what is behind them, and to Allah shall all matters return for decision. O believers, bow down, prostrate yourselves, worship your Rabb, and do good deeds so that you may attain salvation. Strive in the way of Allah as you ought to strive, with sincerity and discipline. He has chosen you and has not laid upon you any hardship in the observance of your faith, the faith of your father Ibrahim. He named you Muslims before in prior scriptures and in this, so that his Rasul may testify against you and you yourselves may testify against the rest of mankind. Therefore establish Salah, pay Zakah, and hold fast to Allah, who is your protector. So what an excellent protector.